九，嘉定区2015年初三英语模拟练习。
Part 1, Listening.
第一部分，听力。
1. Listening Comprehension.
听力理解。
A. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片。
1. People are donating their money to the flooded area.
People are donating their money to the flooded area.
2. In our school, boys and girls have different style of school uniforms.
In our school, boys and girls have different style of school uniforms.
3. Steve Jobs established his Apple computer with his friend in the late 1970s.
Steve Jobs established his Apple computer with his friend in the late 1970s.
4. The flight was delayed because of the bad weather.
The flight was delayed because of the bad weather.
5. The students are having a geography lesson now.
The students are having a geography lesson now.
6. It's a new type of model car with only 3 wheels.
It's a new type of model car with only 3 wheels.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你所听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
7. May I borrow 4 novels at a time?
Yes, but you can only keep them for 2 weeks.
Question. How many novels does the man want to borrow? May I borrow 4 novels at a time?
Yes, but you can only keep them for 2 weeks.
Question. How many novels does the man want to borrow?
8. What kind of sport do you like best, Jack?
I used to be interested in football, but now I prefer tennis.
Question. What kind of sports did Jack used to like best? What kind of sport do you like best, Jack?
I used to be interested in football, but now I prefer tennis.
Question. What kind of sports did Jack used to like best?
9. Excuse me, where is your manager?
He is in his office, room 617. Oh, wait, that's not right. It's 607.
Question. Where is the manager? Excuse me, where is your manager?
He is in his office, room 617. Oh, wait, that's not right. It's 607.
Question. Where is the manager?
10. Is Jack your cousin?
No, he seems more like my brother, really, but we are just good friends.
Question. Who is Jack? Is Jack your cousin?
No, he seems more like my brother, really, but we are just good friends.
Question. Who is Jack?
11. Good afternoon, madam. May I take your order?
Yes, I'd like a vegetable salad, a piece of cheesecake, and a cup of coffee.
Please wait a minute. Your lunch will be served soon.
Question. Who might the two speakers be?
Good afternoon, madam. May I take your order?
Yes, I'd like a vegetable salad, a piece of cheesecake, and a cup of coffee.
Please wait a minute. Your lunch will be served soon.
Question. Who might the two speakers be? 12. Hi, Jim. What would you like to be when you grow up?
I want to be a teacher in the future. What about you, Sandy?
I want to be a singer.
Question. What does Sandy want to be when she grows up?
Hi, Jim. What would you like to be when you grow up?
I want to be a teacher in the future. What about you, Sandy?
I want to be a singer.
Question. What does Sandy want to be when she grows up? 13. Susan, what do you do for exercise?
I run and ride a bicycle every day and go swimming once a week. How about you?
I used to go swimming and skating twice a week in high school, but now I'm too busy.
That's too bad. Exercise is really important.
Question. How often does Susan go swimming? Susan, what do you do for exercise?
I run and ride a bicycle every day and go swimming once a week. How about you?
I used to go swimming and skating twice a week in high school, but now I'm too busy.
That's too bad. Exercise is really important.
Question: How often does Susan go swimming? 14. You seem upset about something.
How can you tell?
You've made quite a few typing mistakes this morning.
It's my son. He wasn't feeling well when he left home for school.
Question: Why is the woman upset? You seem upset about something.
How can you tell?
You've made quite a few typing mistakes this morning.
It's my son. He wasn't feeling well when he left home for school.
Question: Why is the woman upset? C. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你所听到的短文内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Franco is a waiter in New York City. He has 1 week off every August for summer holiday. Last summer, he decided to take a trip to San Francisco. He didn't want to go by plane. He really wanted to see the United States, so he decided to take the train from New York to San Francisco. The train left the station in New York City at 10:30 p.m. on Monday. Franco tried to sleep that night,But he couldn't because he was too excited. During the long trip, he looked out of the window and watched the country go by. He saw large cities, small towns, and of course the beautiful countryside. He saw peaceful farms, mountains covered with snow, and the amazing desert. For 5 days, Franco didn't get off the train. He often took walks through the train and talked with other passengers.He had all his meals in the dining car. Finally, at 2:45 p.m. on Friday, the train stopped in San Francisco. Franco was happy to get off the train. He had some friends in San Francisco, and he called some of them. They got together and ate an Italian restaurant. On Saturday, he went to visit a museum and had a good time there. On Sunday, Franco took a 9:20 a.m. flight back to New York.He looked out of the window of the airplane and imagined the desert, mountains, farms, and cities below him. After a while, he closed his eyes and started to make plans for his next summer holiday.
请再听一遍。
Franco is a waiter in New York City. He has 1 week off every August for summer holiday. Last summer, he decided to take a trip to San Francisco.He didn't want to go by plane. He really wanted to see the United States, so he decided to take the train from New York to San Francisco. The train left the station in New York City at 10:30 p.m. on Monday. Franco tried to sleep that night, but he couldn't because he was too excited. During the long trip, he looked out of the window and watched the country go by.He saw large cities, small towns, and of course the beautiful countryside. He saw peaceful farms, mountains covered with snow, and the amazing desert. For 5 days, Franco didn't get off the train. He often took walks through the train and talked with other passengers. He had all his meals in the dining car. Finally, at 2:45 p.m. on Friday, the train stopped in San Francisco.Franco was happy to get off the train. He had some friends in San Francisco, and he called some of them. They got together and ate an Italian restaurant. On Saturday, he went to visit a museum and had a good time there. On Sunday, Franco took a 9:20 a.m. flight back to New York. He looked out of the window of the airplane and imagined the desert, mountains, farms, and cities below him.After a while, he closed his eyes and started to make plans for his next summer holiday.
D. Listen to the dialogue and fill in the blanks.
根据你所听到的对话内容，完成下列句子，每空格限填一词。
Hello, Fong Fong. Long time no see.
Hi, nice to meet you here, Li Ling.
What have you been up to?
I've just moved into a new flat in the suburbs.
What do you think?
The air there is very clear, and there are a lot of fresh vegetables and fruits.
Are you used to life in the suburbs?
Yes, of course.
Then how do you get to work?
Oh, yes, I've found a new job. It's not far. Every day I drive to work.The traffic is not so heavy in the suburb.
That's because there are not so many people, and there is a lot more space.
Yes, that's why I chose to live there. I really enjoy myself in the suburb.
But you know, life in the city is easier and more modern. In the city, there are more schools, hospitals, shops, cinemas, and chances for the young people to get a better job.
Yes, but that means more people and more loud noise.Frequently, in the city, we have to wait for a long time to do something, for example, shopping, going to the hospitals, even going to the toilets and so on.
Maybe you're right. Anyway, I prefer the life in the city.
So, you believe there are more advantages of living in the city for you?
Yes, I like the higher living standards in the city.
Well, I think you have your own opinion, and I don't think I can convince you.
Yes, neither can I.
请再听一遍。
Hello, Fong Fong. Long time no see.
Hi, nice to meet you here, Li Ling.
What have you been up to?
I've just moved into a new flat in the suburbs.
What do you think?
The air there is very clear, and there are a lot of fresh vegetables and fruits.
Are you used to life in the suburbs?
Yes, of course.
Then how do you get to work?
Oh, yes, I've found a new job. It's not far.Every day I drive to work, the traffic is not so heavy in the suburb.
That's because there are not so many people, and there is a lot more space.
Yes, that's why I chose to live there. I really enjoy myself in the suburb.
But you know, life in the city is easier and more modern. In the city, there are more schools, hospitals, shops, cinemas...And chances for the young people to get a better job.
Yes, but that means more people and more loud noise. Frequently, in the city, we have to wait for a long time to do something. For example, shopping, going to the hospitals, even going to the toilets and so on.
Maybe you're right. Anyway, I prefer the life in the city.
So, you believe there are more advantages of living in the city for you?
Yes, I like the higher living standards in the city.
Well, I think you have your own opinion, and I don't think I can convince you.
Yes, neither can I.
第一部分听力到此结束，请同学们继续做题。